But first to business news with Marketplace. And it seems that now you can curse on TV or on the radio, so long as it's during a news program. We're not going to try it here. The Federal Communications Commission has reversed two indecency orders and upheld two others. And Marketplace's Janet Babin joins us now. Janet, which orders were overturned?
Well, Madeline, one of the reversals was made on a technicality. It was about language used on the show NYPD Blue. The FCC found that the person who actually made the complaint happened to be in another time zone. The other reversal was about a broadcast on CBS's The Early Show. A contestant on Survivor was being interviewed and called another Survivor cast member a commonly used expletive. Now, initially, the FCC said that that was indecent, but yesterday changed its mind because the incident took place on a news show, and the FCC order noted that news has enhanced First Amendment protection, even when it's broadcast on TV or radio, not just in the newspaper. But Jonathan Maik with Communications Daily says he doesn't believe this new FCC ruling has set a precedent, and he says news shows could still face indecency rulings.
What the FCC noted is that it still has the ability to find a swear word or anything else that considers to be profane to be indecent if it occurs on a news show. But in this case, it is taking CBS at its word that the interview with a contestant on the Survivor show constituted news and therefore was not indecent.
But Matthew Felling with the research group Center for Media and Public Affairs says the new FCC decision has now created this whole new set of ambiguities.
What words equal cursing and what shows equal news programs? In a world of showbiz tonights and daily shows, where does their line get drawn?
And Janet, which orders did the FCC actually uphold?
Well, there were a few that had to do with what we could call the Bono rule, Madeline, that actors or singers on award shows are not allowed to curse, even if the curse word is not meant to describe a certain act. And these included Billboard Music Awards broadcast on Fox News.
And what about the results from yesterday's election with the Democrats now in control of the House, at least? Will we see any change in policy at the FCC?
Matthew Felling says, in a word, there could be some changes, even though the president still does appoint the FCC staff. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we will talk more about doing business in this new political climate.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.